unto you. And Lord, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we pray that stretch your hand to, Lord, give us all the strength, the wisdom to understand your word. And as for me, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and mind glorify the name of my Savior, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please do take. Let me begin by telling you a joke, and that is obviously for a purpose. One morning, a mother of a couple of young kids, she was busy getting the children ready, while the good husband, he was still sleeping, fast asleep, you know, that holding to his pillow. Wife is shouting, "It's time to get up, it is time to get up," but nothing, nervous, getting the children ready. Once the children were ready, she came into the bedroom and pulled the quilt away and said to husband, "Now get up, I have been asking and asking you, get up." And clutching his pillow, he said, "Give me one good reason why should I get up?" She said, "I can give you many good reasons that you must be up. The number one reason, it is Sunday. Number two, it is 10 o'clock, and the church service begins 10:30. And on the rota, I have seen it, you are down for celebrating and preaching. And number four, you are the rector of this poor church." Does that not make you to jump from your bed? Now that was a joke, and it is obviously, I said, for a purpose. I hope that that is not the reason the Lord brings me. He brings me for different things here. But I wonder what brings you to the church. You just ponder for a moment as I go through a few things that the Lord has laid on my heart. There are three, four things we can learn to this morning from these passages. To start with, we have got in Luke's Gospel, the passage I read to you, our Savior speaking to his first disciples, and I believe through the written word, he continues to speak to the disciples of every generation. And number one thing, what he is teaching, he is telling the people about their destiny. Destiny beyond the grave. It is commonly held belief among the different faith groups that there is something beyond this life. There is life after this life. And Jesus is talking or teaching his disciples about their destiny beyond the grave. And the second, what he is teaching, is that while we, the followers, live on the earth, waiting to reach to that our destination, how to spend our days. So these things come from Luke's Gospel, and from Hebrews we can learn that if and when the going gets tough, i.e. when we walk the faith journey and the things are tough, where to get the encouragement. Let's now a little bit unpack these things that Jesus taught. First of all, about the destiny. And Jesus begins by that saying, do not worry. Do not worry. It is your heavenly Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, in John's Gospel, chapter 14, also Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Just trust in me and trust in the Father." Destiny of a believer beyond the grave is assured in Christ Jesus. So putting the fears away that if I eat with the left hand or you know, that I rub my eye with the right hand, that is what the religions do teach, that you must not be doing this, you must be doing this way. So setting all those fears away, knowing that your destiny is sealed, that you know that God has kingdom for you, this is how you should live. And the number one thing what he teaches in that is that put or set your hearts towards that kingdom. Why? Because here, whatever it is temporary, that has got eternity. So set your hearts on those things. And as you set your hearts on those things, second, that keep your lamps burning. I wonder, what did Jesus mean by "let your lamps be lit" or "keep your lamps burning," as some translations do say? What did Jesus mean by that? If I asked us this question, that how many Gospels there are, I guess some will get confused that there must be some sort of a trick behind, but most would say, obviously, Napo, there are four Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. But you know what? Somebody has said that there is a fifth Gospel too. And this person has said that these four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, many do not read, but the fifth Gospel people do read very regularly and very attentively. And that Gospel is the life of the believers. It is your life, my life, that people read more often than these four Gospels. Hence Jesus say, keep your lamp burning. Let the people see the light of Christ in you as you live your salvation in this world. Then Jesus moves on to excuse me, to say that as you live out your salvation on this earth with that assurance that your destiny is secure and sealed, the second is be watchful. Watch. Watch what? I believe, obviously, that to watch the coming of Jesus. The second is also, I believe, that we, the believers of Christ Jesus, we are the watchmen, watchwomen of the world. Did Peter not write in his epistle that we are a chosen race? We are the royal priesthood. Yes, in the Church of England, we have got the system that there are certain people who wear the dog collars and they are priests. There are some that who are youth workers. There are some who are LLMs. But one of the greatest, even theologians, an Anglican scholar of our times, Dr. John Stott, I hope that's a name familiar, one of the greatest scholars of 20th century that the Anglican Church produced. If you read his commentary in Acts on chapter 9, and he will tell you that these structures, they are nothing to do with the Bible. It is to run the church system. But the reality is that each man, each woman whom God has called through Jesus Christ, they are his priests. And they are the watchmen and women of the society of the people. How much we do pay attention what goes on in our society, and how often we stop not to grumble but to pray that, Lord, reveal to me what are you talking through these situations taking place in our societies, in our communities. What are you saying? We are the watchmen and women. Third, Jesus says that not only just watch, but wait as well. Wait for what? Well, Jesus did say that it is a good pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom, to wait for that kingdom. And I believe that we are, most of us, probably aware that from a couple of Jesus' sayings in Luke's Gospel, that where Jesus said that if I drive the demons with God's finger, then the kingdom of heaven is here, and one or two other places as well, that the general theology is that kingdom is now and kingdom is to come as well. That may be the right thing, but I believe kingdom without king is not possible. And when Jesus said kingdom is now, because he was there, he said that I, the king, am here, the kingdom is here. So, but it is going to be revealed in the future when the king himself comes. Not just for a few years, but forever and ever. And that is what he says, that keep watch, keep waiting, because I am going to come. That is what is going to happen. And obviously, waiting is never easy. Even if you put this little machine here to be sermon recorded, and I guarantee that person, whoever is doing it, I'm not picking up on Yvonne, but I can guarantee that there is always that when it is going to finish. Waiting is always difficult. But then we turn to Hebrew, that as we wait, and at times things get tougher, that there are examples of the saints to learn from their lives, that how even when the faith journey take us through the barren valley, how to still keep eyes fixed towards that goal that we are going to the kingdom, to our destiny, which is sealed in the blood of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And now back to my joke for the purpose it was told. Why? What brings you to church? What brings you to church? I believe we should be coming to the church to learn how to live a life while we, in assurance, absolute assurance of the Lord, know that our destiny is sealed, to learn how we walk in this world, a life of faith. How we shine in the world as the light of Christ. How we learn the art of being watchmen, watchwomen over the society. Not to be their masters, servants of course, but hearing what the Lord has to say for our times. And above all, to encourage each other to learn to wait, for Christ will come. May God give us grace, pour His Holy Spirit, that our motives when we come to the church be focused on those things which the Christ has given to be having in focus. May God give you His assurance, His peace, His encouragement.